just start. And what you start on is not what you're going to finish on. It's not even what you're going to be doing 1 year from now. But you can't get to where you're going to be if you don't start.
Welcome back to Star of the Doubts. Of course, I'm Jared Easley, but you're not here for me. You're here for the guests today, and rightfully so. It's been a little while. Jody Mayberry, welcome back.
Jared Easley, it's been a little while, but I'm so happy to be back. For me, this is where it all started.
Star of the Doubts. It's in person. It's not a Zoom or a Skype call.
In person. This is the first in-person episode Jared and I have ever recorded. And in fact, as long as we have been friends, it's the first in-person meal Jared and I have ever shared.
I am a little embarrassed that that's the truth, but you know, we're here, we're in Central Florida, we're in a very, very public place. Can you describe our location, Jody?
Well, we are in Ford's Garage, which I've eaten here before. Pretty neat place. They dress the waiters up like mechanics.
They do.
They make you eat with wrenches.
And a lot of the set up in the restaurant is very engine-y and mechanical.
That's right. You should see what it's going to be like, Jared, when I have to eat my mashed potatoes with a screwdriver.
I can't wait to see that. I'm a little bit nervous for you. But yeah, man, it's a great spot. I appreciate you picking it. No better spot than to have some hang time with Jody Mayberry. And Jody, we haven't talked recently, but there's been a lot of good things that you've been working on. And so maybe for those that haven't been listening to the older episodes and are familiar with Jody, let's just catch them up real quick. Who's Jody Mayberry?
Well, I will tell you, Joe, that Jody Mayberry of today owes a lot to Jared Easley. Jared, it's been a while since we've
told
this
story. I don't take that credit, but I appreciate it.
So let's rewind back. How was it? 6 years ago,
maybe. At least.
6 years ago, I recommended to Jared he should have James Woosley as a guest.
Yes.
And Jared said,
"This was the right decision.
I sure will, as long as you co-host."
And we had a St. Patrick's Day attempt at a, I don't know what you would call that.
Yeah, the Shamrock Shakeup.
The Shamrock Shakeup.
We did that for 3 years.
And it's a shame we didn't still keep it going. But yeah, so we had a couple of little things that we tried, and yeah, I look back with fond memories on those. But James Woosley was a good guest.
Yeah, that's right. So Jared asked me to co-host, and it went, well, I actually know I didn't do a good job, but Jared was good enough to have me back several times as a guest co-host. And I said, man, this podcasting stuff, I'm going to try it. So I launched my own podcast.
Yes,
that
Park Leaders.
Park Leaders Show that is about to celebrate its 6th anniversary.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And that opened up so many doors, the Park Leaders Show. It's still going strong, and it led to so much else. And
yeah, one of the biggest things is a connection with someone that you do a lot of work in business with now, being Lee Cockrell.
That's
and,
right.
And we've had episodes with Lee in the past. People can look that up. But Lee, of course, well-known for his books and his extensive background with Disney.
Yeah, he retired as the executive vice president of Walt Disney World. So he ran the whole thing.
Yeah, he knew what was going on. And Jody's in a seat where the sun set is shining right in his face.
Right in my eyes.
So there's no better way to record a podcast when you can't see.
Being from Washington State, you will not hear me complain about the sun, though.
Yeah, I was going to say, the weather in Central Florida is pretty nice right now.
Yes, it is.
So I'm sure it's nice in Washington State as well. But
well, I don't know. It's not always. I haven't
different temperature.
Yeah. So there we go. Jared helped me get started on podcasting. And since then, I have, on various shows, have hosted, produced more than 1,200 episodes.
I think what's so amazing about that is, Jody, you weren't like this person who was lacking skill or, I mean, you have an MBA, for crying out loud. I mean, you're a sharp guy. And so for you to come along and then all of a sudden find this exciting opportunity that you've certainly worked hard at and developed and cultivated through podcasting, I think is really interesting, given that you had a background with a lot of experience in a lot of different things, yet you found that this path was one that you wanted to pursue. So I'm interested in why.
Well, you helped me realize podcasting could be a thing for me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought the reason I started my first show is I had been a park ranger for 8 years. Now, I wasn't a park ranger anymore, but I loved parks still as much as the day I became a ranger. And I realized a podcast could be that connection for me. But I knew there was a leadership gap and that up and coming Rangers could benefit from listening in on or taking part in by listening conversations with veterans and people that had done great things. So that was what was behind launching the Park Leaders Show. It was something I really wished I had when I was a park ranger. Well, then that led me to have Lee Cockrell on the show. Once I started working with Lee, people reached out and said, can you do for me what you do for him? And I didn't intend for it to happen. I built a whole business on the back of podcasting.
Yeah. So the show that you're referring to is Creating Disney Magic. Great show, still is. And that show really opened up a lot of doors for you to create all these other shows with these people. And you're kind of like known for that now. That's your business.
Yeah. At the peak,
part of it anyway.
At the peak, I had 8 shows going at the same time. Right now, I've really cut back. I'm down to 7.
Well, it's nice of you to really cut back and, you know, have some bandwidth.
Yeah, I don't
I'm sure
know
your what, family appreciates that.
I don't know what to do with all the free time I have now.
Let's not kid ourselves. I mean, these opportunities have been incredible. You've flown around the world. You've flown here to Florida to speak at an event. I mean, just talk about some of the things that maybe you didn't expect that have now come about from this journey.
Well, I'll give 2 that happened in 2019 that were incredible, that even if you drew it out, this is what I'll think will happen. Neither of these I could have imagined. One, Jared mentioned I flew around the world. I got to go to Kuwait, and we recorded a podcast from the observation deck of Kuwait Towers.
Podcasting took you to Kuwait.
To Kuwait.
This is a true story.
Yeah. And that was so fun because people didn't know what to think seeing 2 Americans in the observation deck with microphones out, just like Jared and I are here at Ford's Garage.
Yeah, with everybody looking at us. Like, what are these guys doing?
So we had people got out their phones. They were taking pictures, taking video, because they didn't know who we were, what we were doing. But that was so fun. Here's the other big one for me. As a former park ranger, this could be one of my favorite things of the so many great things that have happened.
Yeah.
Every year, the directors of all the state park systems in the United States get together for their own conference to talk about how things went, what's relevant in parks, what to prepare for. And they invite just a select few speakers to come to talk to them about something. And they invited me, which that alone is a tremendous honor as a former park ranger, that I used podcasting to become so respected that they asked me to come and speak. Opening day lineup, the governor of Arkansas, an executive vice president from Walmart, and Jody Mayberry.
And I mean, that's not the only one. You've had speaking opportunities at events hosted by people that you've respected and have indirectly or directly mentored you in many ways over the years. Let's talk about some of that. I know Ray Edwards is one of those.
Yeah, but let's not glance off. I've spoken at Podcast Movement.
And there's a small event that you've spoken at called Podcast Movement. Yeah.
So to me, that's really cool. You know, Jared Easley helps me get my start. He starts a conference that just becomes tremendous. And I've gotten to speak there a couple of times. So that's been great.
Yep.
I've spoken at...
Open invitation, by the way.
I've spoken at Ray Edwards event. And Ray was tremendous to me. In business, he's one of my mentors. I've gotten to speak at his conference.
And there was even an opportunity where a speaker wasn't available or something, and next thing you know, you find yourself as the closing keynote speaker for a conference last minute. Talk us through that, man.
That's right.
That's clutch.
Well, so
I've got to guess podcasting's prepared you in some way for being able to handle a moment like that.
Well, and that's actually why this story is relevant. I have told people that because of podcasting, you can put me on stage without warning and I can talk, no problem. I said that, but I never knew if that was true. And then at Ray Edwards' event, there did an opening came up.
Yeah.
And they had this hole and they asked if I could speak. No warning. But then they moved it. So it went from just like a hole in the afternoon to closing the whole thing. Like, I spoke after Ray Edwards spoke.
You're the final speaker.
So
usually they would reserve that spot for someone maybe who's, you could argue, someone who's been a little further up the mountain. But
well, that's right.
They reserved it for you.
They didn't know they did, but that's how it happened. And here's how podcasting is so relevant to that is I did not have time to prepare. But what I did, I'm so used to talking. Like Jared and I just got out microphones. We had no idea what we were going to talk about. At least I didn't. You get so used to that. You can just do it. All I did is I wrote down 7 words on a piece of paper and I went to the IT guy and I said, hey, don't put this up on the screens on stage. Just put it in the monitor in front of me so I can see those 7 words. And that was it. I talked for 30 minutes based on 7 words that were in front of me.
Well, what were the 7 words? You piqued my interest. You don't have to give the whole talk, but
I can't recall, but I will tell you, they were words like,
they all flow together.
Outhouse, Ranger pants, just, Cub, CUB. Cause that meant something.
I guess the outhouse is the story.
You've heard that story. That's right. Yeah. So it was all things like that, just enough to keep me on track because I'm a podcaster. I'm a park ranger. We can talk. Yeah. If we don't have something to keep us in line, we can just go. So that's the only reason I needed those 7 words. So that was significant to me because it was an honor to get asked to do that by Ray Edwards.
Yeah.
And then to know all this podcasting I've done has prepared me where I can go on a stage unprepared and fill the space and have nobody say, what in the world is he doing up there?
Yep. One of the things I'm most proud of in what you've done over the last few years is you've created more or less an agency where you're working with these clients on these podcasts. And I'm curious, is there ever a temptation to say, okay, I've got this business that's kind of functioning. It's got some systems in place. Now it may be time to work on the Jody Mayberry brand. Is that something that's ever crossed your mind?
Well, yes, it has, because I've realized something just in the last year that I used to view myself as like a sidekick. You know, people know me because I'm the guy that works with Lee Cockrell. People know me because I'm the guy that works with Dan Cockrell and so on. But I've started,
and there's nothing wrong with it. Nothing wrong with that at all.
No, not at all. But I've started to realize it's a little bit of the other way too. Lee Cockrell works with Jody Mayberry. Dan Cockrell works with Jody Mayberry.
Yeah.
So I thought, you know, I need to start building this. I need to come out of the shadow of the people I work with and build my own. So that actually was why I named my personal podcast the Jody Mayberry Show instead of another name, because of that. That was it's named that because it was me stepping out on my own. Now that's been around a little while, but also recently I've built my own course. So Lee and I have done courses together. I've helped Dan with his course, but this was just me. And that was a big step for me to.
Yeah, that's probably a little bit of courage. Say, okay, no, I believe in myself enough to do this on my own.
That's right. And so I'm making updates to my website. I've started writing a weekly email, just building more upon Jody Mayberry as my own brand, as opposed to the work I do for other people.
Writing's never been a problem for you. I mean, you've talked about in the past how you do an annual Christmas letter and how you actually write letters to your kids and things like that. So, you know, this is a healthy habit you've had for a while. So now to kind of, you know, spin that and put that into something for your personal website, I would imagine that that's not too brutal or not adding a lot of extra work for you.
No, and here's what I found. I enjoy podcasting so much and it's my thing, but I cannot fit every story I have into a podcast, or something just doesn't work as a podcast. Writing a weekly email has given me a whole new avenue to tell stories and build connections. And so it's been a lot of fun because I feel it's a new way to express and tell stories that I couldn't even do with a podcast. Now, if you give me the choice, writing or podcasting, I'm probably going to podcast. But in addition, I love writing these weekly emails and getting more involved in that way.
Well, congratulations on that. Our food is set before us. I don't want it to get cold. So the last thing I want to do is just shorten the podcast just because food's in front of us. But I think in this case, we can take a little pause and then we'll just come back. How about that?
Oh, sounds good.
Jody, we were rudely interrupted by
lunch.
A nice deal, meal. Well, for you, it probably was lunch. For me, it was dinner. But so let's just, as we start to kind of finalize this, I want to talk a little bit about what's on the horizon. What are some things you're looking forward to? Let's start there. What are some things you're looking forward to?
Well, there's some really fun things going on with the people I work with and then myself. So Lee and I have a new course we're working on. Plus, mm-hmm. I think there's probably one more coming with Lee this year.
And those are on everything from productivity to talk about that.
Yeah. So we've done one on time management.
Yep.
One on morning planning. So time management magic, morning magic planning.
Right.
And now this next one we're working on is about his fourth book was Career Magic.
Right.
Well, in Career Magic, that one is harder to make a course out of. But we thought, well, we can easily make a product that helps people in their careers. So we're doing what's called Career Magic 30. We may change the name. Right now, that's what we're calling it. Cool. So it's 30 short lessons that you can do in 30 days, and it'll help people in all aspects of their career. So Lee, you know, started as a banquet waiter, ended up running Walt Disney World. So he knows a few things about careers.
Yes, he does.
So that's what we're working on there. Plus, I think there's a couple of other special things coming. I don't know if I'm ready to talk about, because I don't know what direction they're heading, but there's some really fun things coming with Lee. Dan Cockrell's book launches in August. So
that's so cool.
That is fun.
What's his book about?
It's called How's the Culture in Your Kingdom? And it's about...
I like the title.
About developing culture by leading yourself, leading your team, leading your organization.
Right.
You know, this is the guy that ran Magic Kingdom, the number one tourist destination in the world.
Yeah.
And it had a very distinct culture. So Dan knows a thing or two about developing, maintaining a culture. And that's what the book's about. Yeah. Currently, not only am I helping with the launch, I'm also narrating the audiobook.
Yes.
So right in the middle of that. So that's fun.
I don't know how you do it. You have a lot on your agenda.
So here's a different approach. I've narrated audiobooks in the past. I did two of Lee Cockrell's books. And with those, I tried to knock them all out. I actually rented a hotel room and just went at it and tried to get them all done. With Dan's, I'm only recording a chapter at a time. Even if I have more time, more capacity to do multiple chapters in a day, I stop at one. And it's a much different feel. I don't feel wore out. It doesn't feel like a burden. Because as cool as it is, recording audiobooks is not fun. You recorded your own audiobook, right?
Yeah, I've done one.
Yeah, they're not fun.
I didn't do a second one, but I probably should.
Yeah. So that's working on that. And then I think Dan and I have a couple of other things in the works. And then with the most recent podcast I launched, If Disney Ran Your Life with Jeff Knoll, I mean, that's just getting off the ground, and that's a lot of fun. And then there's the Jody Mayberry stuff. The course is the first one, Podcast Magic. And then there's three more coming out this year. I've already got them outlined. I haven't started recording. So that's pretty exciting for me to have so much just right there on the verge of happening.
Sounds like you need more to do, Jody.
Well, maybe I need to bring back an eighth podcast.
Oh, man. It's okay if you don't want to go into too much detail on this, but you've been in a situation recently where you worked with a long-term client, and you've realized that they're probably going to be better served long-term if you transition and kind of find them help with the right person, because you have other priorities. And what's that been like? What can you talk about? You know, in no way is it a bad ending or anything, but it's just... looks like there's going to be a client that maybe you're not going to work with again after you've worked with them for a long time. And I'm sure other people can relate to that. What's that been like for you?
Well, I have talked to him about it, and it's actually a very happy ending. We've worked together for years, and I just felt like the direction I've grown, I'm not serving them as good as someone else could, somebody local. So this is a local business. And I think they're better served by somebody local in their community. Now, I live in their community, but they're my only local client, and I'm all over the place. And I'm
traveling more often.
That's right. I'm not as available as I used to be, or maybe as I should be. And that's what we talked about, that, hey, I've moved on to a lot different work, and you can be better served by someone else. And so I'm still helping with a lot of things right now, but we up to a certain date we're going to move. I'm giving them all of their assets, you know, all the ads we've ever run, all of that. I'm moving it on to them, helping them in training people to take parts of what I do. I'll help them find somebody to do work. So it's actually a very happy ending. And I think there was even some relief on both ends. Like on their end, they felt it. They felt that I probably wasn't there the way I could have been. And so I think they appreciate that, that I can say, hey,
yeah,
I think you're better off with working with someone else because I've just moved on. I've got so much that, so it's tough. Part of me wanted to hang on because I've worked with them for so long, a total of 8 years, and there's a wonderful history there, yeah, and I know everything about the business. So part of me wanted to hang on out of loyalty too, and it just was time. And sometimes that's how business works. If you're not growing, something's wrong. And I've grown in one direction, they've grown in their business, and it's just time. And
yep,
and I think that's a good thing when two people or two organizations, two businesses can just realize, hey, we've gone a little bit different directions, and it's time to, in a very friendly way, say,
yep,
it's time for both of us to move on.
And that's okay. So, Jody, I want to ask you this question. You know, there's a lot of people that are listening. They're kind of in the middle of ideas and things. And what encouragement do you have to somebody right now who's feeling kind of unsure or stuck? I mean, you've kind of seen a lot, and maybe you've experienced that before.
Oh, Jared, I know Jared knows this. But when I started recording the Park Leaders Show, I recorded 6 episodes and then sat on it. I didn't do anything with them because I didn't like the sound of my voice, of all things.
Which is so funny because that's making you, that's providing for your family now.
yeah. And that was what was holding me back is the, so here's the advice is that you've got to get started. You've got to get moving. It's really easy to change the direction of a moving vehicle, but you can't steer a parked car.
Yeah.
And I've known so many people, and I was one of them at one point, that doesn't do anything because I don't like the sound of it. It doesn't feel like it's ready. I don't feel like I'm ready. So that's my counsel is just start. And what you start on is not what you're going to finish on. It's not even what you're going to be doing 1 year from now. But you can't get to where you're going to be if you don't start.
Yeah.
Because look at all the things Jared and I have talked about of what I work on now. There's none of that except the Park Leader Show that I thought would be happening. And it all came because I started the Park Leader Show.
Opportunities can open up
That's right. And so here's the other thing. It sounds really impressive that I work with Lee Cockrell. And to some degree, you could say I lucked into it, you know, right place at the right time. Yes. All of that is true, but I also had done the work. So when that rare opportunity popped up, I was ready for it.
Yes. Yeah,
had I not started my podcast, I wouldn't have been ready. And think of how much more ready I had been if I would have released it rather than sit on those 6 episodes for several months.
Well, thankfully you didn't sit on it longer.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
And I'm excited for you, man.
I haven't privately acknowledged this, but as we were talking, Jared somehow snuck in paying for the check. So thank you, Jared.
It was within budget. Jody's a light eater.
I
need to take some lessons from Jody. All right, Jody, for people that want to check out some of the podcasts, where can they check those out?
Well, you can go to jodymayberry.com. My flagship show is the Jody Mayberry Show, yes, which I have a lot of fun with. That one for me is like an ongoing experiment, just a conversation with people, and we do a lot of fun things. So check that one out. And if you go to jodymayberry.com, you can find all the other shows.
You got links to Creating Disney Magic and some of
that's
the other
right
ones.
That's right. And you awesome can find me on all the social medias too.
We've thrown out some really good wisdom, but I always like to close with final thoughts. So if there is a parting thought that maybe you didn't throw in yet, now's that time.
So I'm gonna do a throwback. I know this.
I love throwbacks. Yeah,
this was on a older episode, and I maybe a Shamrock Shakeup, but I know Jared has always loved this. It's a saying from my granny.
Yes.
If you wait until the last minute, it only takes a minute.
It only takes a minute.
Which I do not think is Lee Cockrell approved, but I know Jared likes it.
No, that's definitely not Lee Coggle approved. But I do love it, and I hope at one point we can just have an entire episode dedicated to lessons Jody's learned from his granny, because I can only imagine the fun that's going to be had with that. But yeah, Jody, I always appreciate your time. Congratulations on the success. Can't wait to continue talking to you in the next several months and see where we're at.
All right. Thank you so much, Jared.